are at the 2017 Filene Big Bright Minds in a beautiful town called Austin, Texas, where last night it was literally a winter wonderland here.
It snowed in Austin, Texas yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Right. It'll be probably 80 degrees by the week
Saturday.
But when we leave, yeah. Snow and sleet last night. Amazing. Yeah.
It was lots and lots of fun last night. So something very different and something memorable as well. So
right. We will never forget our Big Bright Minds experience in Austin, Texas.
Exactly, in 2017. And speaking of experiences, we have Mr. Doug Leighton from Visa and Greg Hammerman from Larky. How are you guys?
Awesome. It's great to be here.
Good.
It's great to be here. Yep.
Indeed. And it's nice and warm in here, too. So it's nice.
Not like outdoors.
Exactly. And Doug, I just noticed the boots you're wearing, the cockroach killers you got going.
Austin.
There you go. When in Rome, do what you got to do. Exactly. Exactly. Good move. All right. Hey, so let's talk about you guys' relationship with Filene. How did you guys connect, and how do you guys work with Filene? Greg, you want to go first on that?
Sure. I'll jump into that. So actually, it all started last year at Big Bright Minds.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's lots of great people here. Big Bright Minds is not a misnomer for this event at all. There's lots of smart, really great people. And last year, there was a little piece of the event where we had to go from one place to another, and I sat down on the bus next to somebody who I didn't know and started talking, and he happened to be with Visa, and we started talking more about what we might do together, and really, Filene helped from there.
Yeah, I mean, Filene really brought our two organizations together and facilitated...
Well, matchmaking.
Yeah, facilitated connection. And then from that, we were able to talk about how we would partner. And, you know, we have an informal partnership, but we're talking about doing more together. And, you know, we've worked with, 26 credit unions to bring the product live?
Yeah. So, how exactly does the relationship work? How does the partnership work? What did you guys do to, like, get this thing rolling?
I think, you know, Filene facilitated some early phone calls where I'd met Doug, because he was not at Big Bright Minds last year, so we got to chat a little more. Doug was kind of to invite me out to the main offices in California, and so I got to meet a lot more of the Visa team, and I've gone to a couple of events through the years, but I think the thread that sort of felt right to me was, you know, in Doug's role, he works with a lot of the community financial institutions, and because of the power that Larky has to connect those folks with merchants in their community, there was a bit of a match there.
Oh, yeah. See that? Yeah.
So really what's worked so far is Doug has been very gracious about introducing us to the team that's out there with the community financial institutions, saying, hey, there's this Larky thing. If it's a fit for any of the credit unions that you work with, please talk to them about Larky. And those conversations have really started to help introduce us to more folks and get out there.
Okay, Doug, you want to add anything?
No, I think that it captures the essence of it. We've identified areas in which we can partner, and we're looking for areas in which we can partner more deeply.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Sounds great to me, actually. Hey, so what has this relationship led to? What has it garnered? What has it produced, I guess, was what I'm trying to get at.
I think the first and foremost is we have brought a number of credit unions on the Larky platform.
Okay.
And
which
so,
we appreciate.
Awesome for you, Greg.
Thank
right.
you very much.
Right. And you know, the product does help bring a closer connection between their members and the merchants and small businesses in the community. And, you know, and that's really one of the things where credit unions are so important is creating that bond, creating that connection. And Larky helps do that.
Very nice. Anything to add there, Greg?
I think that's all wonderful stuff, and I think one of the other things that I'm really excited about is the future of what comes next. Yeah. We've talked a lot about other places we may integrate, other technologies that Visa's developed, things that we're working on, places we can continue to grow more and more together. And I think the thing that makes me feel really good about it is it's not Doug and I saying, hey, this would be cool. It's real credit unions out there saying, this would be helpful to us. Yeah. This would be helpful to our members. Yeah. Can you guys think about doing that? And that's even happened at this event. There have been people that have approached Doug and myself and said, I didn't realize you guys were working together. I think there are some things that we could all do together if we sit down and talk. And I was telling one of them yesterday, this is how I want to continue to develop what Larky does. I don't want to do it because I think it's a smart idea. I want to do it because somebody in the real world says this would help our credit union. So that's been really exciting.
Yeah, and as Visa's opened up its network and opened up APIs for third parties like Larky to connect in, you know, we believe that helps create a bigger ecosphere of really thoughtful, imaginative products that can take advantage of some of our technologies, but deploy it in a way that makes sense for credit unions.
Very nice. Do you guys want to divulge any of the? I don't want to reveal any top secrets or anything, but future stuff that you guys want to work on, or is that just kind of all in the beta form right now? Or
I want to come back. I want you to invite us back so we can talk about those things. I don't want to tell you everything now. You'll never call me back.
Cliffhanger. I like it. So what are the goals here? What do you guys want to accomplish? Obviously, world domination would be great, but let's think realistically. What are the goals here?
I think, to me, it's an extension of what our goal has been from the start of all this. We want to help credit unions succeed in their communities, with their members, and serving them. And I think it's finding ways that we can do that together. So, you know, I'm thrilled that we now work with 24 or 26 credit unions together.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere in there, but there's lots more. And so it's not so much about world domination. It's more about getting the word out about what we can do together, the impact that it truly has on businesses in the community, members of a credit union, helping people save money, helping people really connect with their credit union more and more. So to me, that's the goal. Let's raise those numbers.
Well, and the community merchants as well. Keep the local businesses.
Right. I mean, credit unions need partners. And they need great partners like Visa, like Larkey, like PSCU. And if our collaboration in some way can make that partnership a little bit better for the credit unions and drive more value for their members, then that's a win. I mean, that's really the goal, is to make credit unions a super vital place to bank and to drive greater member engagement.
This is like really enhancing the value, you know, and keeping them relevant as well. So very cool. All right, guys, let's switch gears a little bit here. What are some of the latest advancements in the digital space? Greg, you want to go first here?
Sure. So from our perspective, you know, I started Larkey because I was really frustrated, actually, that I had all of these things. I'm a member of my credit union. There were benefits for me. They wanted me to shop local, but I can't remember any of that stuff. So the original start of Larkey was, let's remind people on their smartphone. And sort of phase one was, we can do that. We can pop up a notification. It was really exciting. And then what we learned pretty quickly, and you and I have talked a little about this, is those notifications don't always make sense. Sometimes you're driving 60 miles an hour, or it's 3 a.m, and you don't need to know that there's a discount there. And so I think where we are now is we've gotten a lot better about that. But when you talk about what's coming in the future, there's a lot of machine learning and sort of business intelligence stuff that's happening for us to look at the data. We're now collecting a large amount of data and saying, when are these notifications really helpful? And when are people responding to them? And as we sort of go back to your previous question of helping people connect and the credit unions provide more value and deepen that relationship, it's being more thoughtful of how we can use technology so that those connection points are really appreciated by people. Saying, hey, it's not just a reminder because it's 3 a.m, I'm driving past here, but wow, how did they know I'm hungry for lunch and there's this place that I'm standing in front of?
Because at 3 a.m, everybody's hungry for a Big Mac, aren't they?
So that's a different kind of intelligence. Yeah.
Doug, you want to add anything to that, or what are you guys doing?
Well, I'd probably shift gears just a little bit.
Sure.
And talk about authentication and how important, you know, digital technologies are now to authenticating cardholders when they're shopping online, as an example. You're going to see in 2018, I think, you know, a lot of new technologies that help to protect cardholder data and help to better authenticate somebody so that we can authorize more transactions and people can feel safer as they move more and more of their spending is moving online. You know, we're seeing that in the numbers. You know, need to make sure that that's a good experience for members and for cardholders.
Yeah, safe was the word I was thinking too. It's like, gosh, you know, we're all in the data breach, all this, we're all stuck in that world right now and people are like a little paranoid.
Yep.
But it's good to have that. Oh my gosh, yeah. So good stuff, guys. All right. So so how can credit unions leverage these things that you're talking about? So what's in it for them?
I think when you say these things you're talking about, I'll sort of start with the new technologies piece.
Yeah.
So for us, it's really helping credit unions think about when and where do they want to connect with members. I think there's been a shift from, hey, people come into branches and we have staff that's wonderful and talented and can talk to them about things, to, oh wow, we've got mobile banking apps and people can do remote deposits and that's great. And there's sort of this disconnect of, so when do you talk to people and how do you talk to people? And I think from our perspective and some of our perspective working together, it's starting to sort of shift the paradigm of, do you want to talk to people when they're at a car dealer or they've been to 4 car dealers in the last week or month, or when they're out shopping for a home? Like, where is that right context to connect with people? And I think that's what we want to help credit unions leverage as they go forward.
Very cool.
Yeah. I think when it comes again to my point around authentication, they need to be working again with their partners and looking to Visa, looking to their network, looking to their processor to make sure that they're availing themselves of the latest technologies and they're prepared as, you know, the technology shifts and new data forms are entered into the equations, that their systems are able to handle it.
The credit union's got their members back. Basically.
Yeah.
Sure. That's right.
And there's a comfort there, big time. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap up here with a kind of a 2018 outlook. Again, so the partnership here and working with Filene, where do you guys see it going in 2018? And then how do credit unions benefit?
Since Mike's pointed at me, I guess I'll start that one.
Greg, can you go first?
I'll take that one for the start. I think, obviously, more and more credit unions that we'll be working with together, and that's an exciting piece of it. I think the technologies that both Doug and I have shared, sort of rolling those into what we do. And I think, you know, continuing the thread that we've been on with Filene from the start of, it's a very research-based organization, building solutions that match up with the research that they're finding. So I'd love the opportunity to come back a year from now with both you guys.
Yeah.
And say, all right, how did that go? We were working with 26 credit unions last year. What are we doing now? What new technologies have we talked about that are now part of the offering? And what have credit unions really pushed us to do that we didn't even think about as we sit here today?
Good point. Doug?
Right. I think that sums it up really well. There is a ton of opportunity out there, and as more and more transaction volume shifts into a digital channel, the opportunities to partner with companies like Larkey will only increase into 2018, and hopefully that creates that member engagement that makes credit unions sticky.
Yep. Oh, I like that. Great message to end on. Doug, thank you very much. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys keep up the good work, all right? Look forward to revisiting this in a year and see where we are, all right? All right, guys, thanks again. Appreciate it. Talk to